fear and anxiety haunt Ukraine. It's summer somewhere, and camp season is already underway. And mangoes and the gospel intersect in Bangladesh. We'll tell you how you can connect with these stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder.
I see lots of fear and anxiety when I talk to people.
That's the word from President of Russian Ministries Sergei Rakhuba following the Crimea referendum on Sunday. He's now in Ukraine. Rakhuba says the fear and anxiety is prompted by President Vladimir Putin.
They think that nothing can stop him to invade the rest of Ukraine. Russian thugs are there to provoke violence. As soon as Ukrainian authorities will respond, then Russia will say, sure, you see, Russian people were attacked. Russia is using so much disinformation today, you would not believe that.
The anxiety and uncertainty, however, is causing a craving for truth, says Rakhuba.
They are so hungry for the gospel. They're so much hungry for true answers. Answers about eternity, about hope in Christ.
Help Russian Ministry's Gospel of Luke distribution effort with a generous donation to help meet the demand. We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. If you can't give, pray that God will intervene in the conflict. Next, we have an update on Pastor Kush Kimbaev. Voice of the Martyr says after 9 months in jail, the 67-year-old Kazakh native was released mid-February. However, he's been ordered to pay a large fine and could face new charges. Pray that Kush Kimbaev's faithfulness through this trial would be a witness to both his congregation and government officials. Pray for softened hearts, guidance for his attorney, comfort for his family, and safety for the pastor. This is Mission Network News. It's been about 3 years since a devastating tsunami and nuclear crisis hit northern Japan. Survivors are still struggling today, but Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says hope remains.
We have seen many, many people becoming Christians. They have seen the tangible love and they're responding to it.
Asian Access is looking to plant more churches in disaster-affected areas to support these new believers.
We established the hope is centered and come from Jesus himself, and Christ's body, which is local church, must be established in the midst of those areas.
Can you come alongside their efforts?
If we leave this area and leave nothing, it's Christ came, Christ gone. For the non-Christian people.
We'll connect you at our website.
Continue to remember us. Continue to pray for us as people forget about it. People stop coming to visit us.
Meanwhile, it's been a long, hard winter in some areas. Ready to talk about summer? Let's start with summer camp. This season is already underway for AMG International. Pat Reagan explains.
We have a camping ministry in Guatemala. We have one in the Philippines, one in Thailand, and in Greece as well.
Children in their sponsorship programs face daily dangers, turmoil, and hardship. A summer camp experience not only provides a break from a chaotic routine, but it also introduces hope. Reagan explains that AMG takes a long view of it on the week they have with the campers.
Camping is obviously a lot of fun with all the activities that go along with that, sports and the food and the campfires and all of those things. Everything really does center around making sure that it's Bible-centered and that the children have an opportunity to hear and respond to a clear presentation of the gospel.
Doing summer camp, AMG style.
It's $35 to send that one child for 1 week of camp in any of these four countries where we have camping ministries.
The links and details are in the story at our website. And what do mangoes have to do with the gospel? Maybe a lot more than you think. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, planted mango trees in southeast Bangladesh, providing jobs and relationship opportunities. Since 1994, Christians have gradually gained the trust of the Maru people, telling them about the deep forgiveness given to us through Jesus Christ. Read how one man learned what it means to be truly healed on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Casting Crowns' new CD called Thrive when you support Mission Network News.
It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you the Casting Crown CD or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.